isn't going to bed. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Jody Valentino is singing that song.
Live on your computer and other various devices, Thank You Goodies Productions and Alan Firestone Productions presents another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Hank Singer, J.D. Nichols, and Trey Young. I'm Alan Firestone along with Tina Passantino, and now, because she's going to boogie-oogie-oogie all night long, Josie Passantino!
Thank you. Hello, everybody. This is Josie. Thank you very much for listening to The Josie Show tonight. I hope everybody can hear me all right. I was having a little bit of technical difficulties with my new mic, so I'm back to the old one. So hopefully, hopefully everything is okay and going all right. So as you heard, we have an amazing show for all of you tonight. We get to speak with Hank Singer, J.D. Michaels, and Trey Young. And later on in the show, we will tell you all about our VIPs here at The Josie Show and how you can become one if you wish. And so it's going to be such a great show. It really is, because we have it's jam-packed. We're going to have three very, very talented guests that have a lot to talk about. They have done a lot of things, and a lot of things are to come. So it's going to be great. I'm very excited. So please stay tuned for the whole show so you do not miss a detail of any of our guests and their music. So it's going to be craziness tonight. And also, remember, we have a 24/7 licensed radio station called Country Blast Radio. We can be heard at countryblastradio.com, facebook.com/countryblastradio, and on Live 365, if you search Country Blast Radio, you can find us. We pop right up, me with my cowgirl hat, and it's very easy. And also, we're also on Roku, TiVo, and your smartphone devices, such as iPhones and Droids, by downloading the free Live 365 app. I have it on my iPhone, and it works so awesome. It's just amazing, and it's just a touch of the button, and then bam, there we go, we play. And even right here at josieshow.com, when we are not live with the Josie Show or Josie Show special editions, we play the best mix of all that is country, from signed and independent artists, new classic country music, the top 30 Billboard chart topping music, I mean, you name it. We even have some good old Texas dancehall music, so we pretty much have everything for everybody. So please make sure you tune us in, or on the work, or on the go, and we are highly ranked on Live 365, even ahead of some FM stations, which we've seen, and it just blows my mind every day. So thank you so much. And new music is added constantly, so please tune us and check it out, countryblastradio.com. Now, I'm very excited. My first guest of the night is here, so everyone, please welcome to the show, Hank Singer. Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Josie.
Hi. How are you?
How are you? Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing so well. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to have you on the show tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm the one that's excited. I appreciate it so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm very excited to play your music tonight and get to know you better. It's going to be such a great night. Excited.
Well, yes, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I've been looking forward to it.
Me too. So let's just dive right in with your earliest memory of picking up a fiddle, because you are an incredible fiddle player. When did this music all start for you?
Well, long, long ago. I was 10 years old when I first got my first fiddle, and I had been playing guitar for 3 or 4 years before that, just messing around with it. But when a fiddle landed in our household, it pretty much took over most of my interest, and I really concentrated on that. So, yeah, 10 years old, and I've been at it ever since, still trying to get it right.
Yeah. absolutely. You can always learn new things, new tricks, so it's always a learning curve, especially with musical instruments. And, you know, I heard your songs before the show, and it's just amazing. You just really, wow. It'll blow your mind, people. It's
Thank
so
good. Thank you very much. You're kind. I appreciate it.
No problem. Is there a fiddle player that you looked up to, or who are you a fan of? Who do you look up to?
Well, there were several. I loved all the old Johnny Gimble stuff and Tommy Jackson and a fellow that used to play with Roy Acuff many, many years ago, Howard Forster. They called him Big Howdy. I learned some of those fiddle tunes off of those old albums like that that haven't been re-recorded in many years. But the biggest influence I had was a man named Red Hayes, and you will probably note that he was co-writer on one of the songs that's on my CD, Flower of the Flock. And I met him when I was 10 years old, and he had a television show out in West Texas where I am from and where I lived at the time. And I would watch his television show every week, and he would read his fan mail from all the local people that would write fan mail into his television show. And my mom encouraged me to write him a letter and say, I'm 10 years old, you're fiddling, I want to be on your television show. So I did just that, and then the next week he read it on the air, and he looked right into the camera, and I was sitting right in front of the TV just, you know, amazed that I was hearing this, and he says, I would like for you to come to the TV station next week, and let's talk about this. So I did, and he listened to me play a little bit, and then he knew right away that I didn't have much experience, and he offered to give me lessons, and he did that for 6 weeks, and from there out, for the next 2 years, he had me on his show, and I was 11 then at that time, so 11 and 12 years old, I was on a weekly television show there in West Texas in Odessa. And from there on, he just kind of took me under his wing, and throughout the years, encouraged me, and it was a big inspiration.
Absolutely. So, wow. That is so cool. Well, see, that's what happens when you take a chance.
And, yeah, you know, it is.
You got
to
do it.
Well, you got to listen to your mom sometimes, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. That is so cool. And it's so cool, though, that, you know, he gave you a shot, at, you know, being 10 years old, he gave you a shot and put you on, and, you know, that's awesome.
Yes, it is. And he had been around. He had lived in Nashville for years and played for Ray Price and Hank Thompson and all the big ones at that era, you know, Mel Tillis and all of them,
yeah.
And had moved back to Texas, which is where he was from. So it was just a chance that we met up and when he came back to Texas like that, you know. So, and that led to my first professional job on the road with Farron Young when I was 18. He was playing fiddle with him, and another fiddle player, famous fiddle player at the time, was Vassar Clemens. And he left, and they suggested put my name in the hat with Farron, and he took a chance on me, kind of like Red Hayes did. And I moved to Nashville and went to work on the road with Farron Young right out of high school. So,
wow.
That was quite an education.
Yeah, I bet. You could learn a lot of stuff from that guy, for sure. What was that like for you? Were you nervous? Was it a learning experience?
Oh,
what would you say?
It was all of the above. I was scared to death to begin with, and I finally got over that and just realized I was holding down a professional job, and I needed to settle down and conduct myself as such. But he was very good to me. He was a little spitfire guy. He was really on top of his game at time. I mean, everything he released went to number one, you know, and he had top billing on all of his shows and new bus and all that. So it was really exciting for me. I hadn't been out of Texas hardly at that point, so I traveled all over with him, and it was quite an experience. I got to play on some of his records back then. When I was still 18, he used me on his session of 4 in the Morning, which was a pretty big record for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of lucked into that because one of the fiddle players didn't show up, and he liked to use 3 fiddles, so I got to scoot in there and be on that and wound up playing on the next 2 albums with him. So he was good for my career, for sure.
Absolutely. And you've had a lot of experiences. When I read your bio, there were so many incredible, incredible names on there that my mouth literally dropped to the floor. With so many people, great talents such as, you know, late Ray Price, Hank Williams Jr., Charlie Pride, George Jones, Miranda Lambert. I mean, it's just all over the map. Will you tell us about those experiences?
Well, you know, after I moved to Nashville, it just one thing leads to another. Once you get into that town and you start meeting producers and working with different writers and all that, and word of mouth, you know, first thing you know, someone else is calling you for another session. So I wound up in the late 90s, after I'd been on the road with several different people, I wound up just doing studio work exclusively, just recording. And that's when it really took off as far as meeting all of those folks and recording with them. So once you get in the studio and you start getting on the call list for the producers and the artists, you know, one thing leads to another, and you're there. you're on call. So.
Right.
But it was a lot of fun, and it was a really diverse bunch of singers that I got to play with. I mean, I even got to record with Nancy Sinatra once, and several people like that that I would have never cut faces with any other way other than recording, you know. But some of my most fun experiences were the touring with different people. I was with George Jones two different times, and I was with him for 3 years in the late 80s, and then I was back with him in 06, 07, and 08. And I also toured with Ronnie Millsap for about 3 years, and Johnny Rodriguez, and Leanne Womack was my most recent touring experience. We were off and on for about 7 or 8 years. I played with her, and what a singer and nice lady she is.
Absolutely. So, crazy.
I've just been around a while. So if you're alone, if you get to do those things, I guess.
Yeah. Wow. I think that's just so incredible. When you're able to, do this, I assume that you get to meet them and stuff. Have you ever had, like, a starstruck moment at all?
Oh, sure. All the time. When I first started working with Doris Jones, I couldn't hardly be in the same room with him. It just, you know, he was such an icon to me, and I'd grown up listening to everything he ever did. It was just crazy. And once you get to know them, they're, you know, everyone's just, especially in the country music field, they're just down-home folks, most of them, and once you get to know them and make friends with them, it's like being around your relatives or something. But, yeah, for sure, when I first got around him, it was like I didn't know what to say. And Ray Price was another one, you know. They're such big, iconic people. What do you say to someone like that they haven't already heard, you know? You just kind of feel like they don't want to hear what I've got to say, but, you know, they're not that way. They're all very real and down to earth and friendly and easy to talk to once you get around them.
Right. And you're not alone. I'm pretty sure that's most of America's reaction as well. If they're in the same room with them, just kind of stunned. Like, why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
You just wonder what you're doing there sometimes, you know?
Exactly. You never know. So, I mean, I definitely hear you. And, you know, countless people just, you know, rave about your fiddle playing and what an incredible person that you are, like Marty Stewart and even Bobby Flores himself talk about your amazing talent. What's it like to have these two incredible talents who are great at, great musicians, telling you that you're a great musician? What is that?
Well,
like?
It's just an honor, you know. I don't know that I deserve all the things people say about me, but I'll take it. I appreciate it very much. Bobby and I go way back. I've known him since he was about 11 years old, so we fiddled together when he was just a little boy, and we're still fiddling together now since I moved back to Texas. We play together all the time. I'll be working with him tomorrow night. And Marty Stewart, I got to meet him while in Nashville. I do a lot of things for television network there, RFD, that has lots of the old traditional stuff on. He has his television show on there, and I was kind of the call guy for doing the fiddle work for him whenever an artist came on that needed required a fiddle, so I got to know him through that pretty well. I'd known him years before that, and he's just, gosh, what a musician he is. For him to say anything good about you just makes you feel really, really good, you know. I appreciate it so much.
Right.
But,
it's like a pat on the back.
I guess, like I say, I don't know how much of that I deserve. There's a lot of nice folks saying a lot of nice things. But I'll take
it. Right. I hear you. And you have such great music out that I really want to talk about. We have a couple songs of yours tonight. But can you tell us a little bit about some of your music and where we can go to purchase it and check it all out?
Sure. this was recorded actually at Bobby Flores' studio for Yellow Rose Records, and he has a great studio there. We had great musicians on there. This one song, I'm not sure which one you have up first, but The Flower of the Flock I spoke of earlier was one that I wrote with Red Hayes when I was 14 years old. And it was recorded back then, and it was a pretty decent recording, but you know, technology has gotten so much better that I think this is the best it's ever sounded, and really enjoyed doing it. I tried on this CD not to stack a whole lot of, you know, where you're putting fiddle on top of fiddle on top of fiddle. This was one of the songs that I did actually put a second fiddle on and play it to myself, but I wanted it to be a real sound where it's just a fiddle coming at you by itself and not a lot of fixes and attitudes and all that. You know, we didn't go back and redo a whole lot. We played them two or three times through and took the best ones. Anyway, that's the one that I wrote on there. A lot of these other fiddle tunes are hornpipes and reels and things that I played early on as a youngster, as a teenager. I entered a lot of the fiddle contests all over Texas, and these are the types of tunes that we played. And waltzes, you had to know, waltz and a polka and just three or four different kinds of fiddle tunes. And I kind of went back to my early days of the things that I got to play way back then that you don't get to play in Nashville necessarily when you're playing on records. You're doing intros and solos and fills behind the singer, but these were the actual fiddle tunes that got me started being really interested in fiddle. So those are the kind of things I recorded, and I, of course, on the end of it, I put the old Orange Blossom Special. I know it's been recorded a million times, but no fiddle player has ever played a job if someone didn't request on Fox Special. So I thought, well, let's just do it. And I tried to do a really unique version of it that made it a little more interesting. So it's got a few little different things going on. It's not the usual Orange Blossom Special, I think. I even took the symbol of singing on it a little bit, which I don't normally, but
absolutely.
I thought, what the heck, this is my CD. I guess I can sing on it if I want to.
Yes. Yes, I like that you can take control. You can do it, you know, whatever you want to do. We just love it. We absolutely love all of your music. And we have Flower of the Flock, and I would love to play that right now for everybody. So let's do that.
Great. I appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. I'm excited. I'm very excited for everybody to hear it. So here it is, Flower of the Flock by Hank Singer. Check it out, everybody. Here we go. Hit it. was Flower of the Flock by Hank Singer and the Fiddle. It just goosebumps.
Thank you very much.
No problem. No problem. I love it. It's such a dance. It's such a dance song. You could definitely dance to it and just. It's. I love it. It's so. It's so great.
It's very Texas swing oriented, there, isn't it?
It really is. You can't help but, you know, tap your toes or just start grooving. You really can't. You can't help it.
Yeah.
Really
I had a
can.
Lot of good musicians helping me on there. You've probably heard of Jay Cooker, who is a great artist in his own right down there in Texas. He's playing the upright bass on all that CD and really added a lot. And Bobby
okay.
Flores is playing all the guitar work on all the CD. And I had several different steel players on there, Randy Reinhardt and Tommy Dedamore and Mike Johnson and a bunch of really good musicians that devoted some quality time to it, and I really appreciate it. It made it turn out so much better than it could have been without their help.
You were definitely in great company on this CD. A lot of
oh,
great
I was.
Guests.
I was. They all raised the bar high. I had to go for it, man.
right. You definitely did. You all did really, really well with this CD. And I want to get out all of the websites that you want to get out. So where's the best place to, you know, purchase your music, your website, social networking sites? Just you have the mic. Where's the best places? Where do you want to
Well, first off, just on my website, just www.hanksinger.com. Mm-hmm. And you can go there to my website and order it straight from there. It's also on YellowRoseRecords.com. You can go there, and it's on CD Baby. You can download it there. So if you don't do any of those things, write me a letter, and I'll send you one straight from the house.
See? So no excuses. You can always get your hands on one.
That's right. They're easily found if you want one. But yeah, I appreciate anyone that takes interest, and this has been doing pretty well. I'm pretty pleased for an instrumental CD. I think it's doing as well as it should.
Yes, it's fantastic. So please, everyone, make sure you check it out. There's so many great musicians on there, along with you, Hank, and it's just all so great. So please make sure you check it out. I love it, so you will too. No doubt.
Well, I surely appreciate you having me on and helping me like this. It makes such a difference when you've got people that are backing you and promoting you and then helping you, just letting you be heard, you know. I mean, in this day and time, on mainstream radio and stuff like that, a lot of this stuff would never be heard, and we all in Texas and all over appreciate you guys doing that, and you're just so much fun to talk to. I was really anxious to hear your voice.
I know, same with you. I was looking forward to it. I mean, I was reading your bio, I was checking out everything that you were doing and, you know, all of just everything, and I was like, just got so anxious before the show. I was so excited to get started.
Well.
There's so many things. Yeah.
I'm just an old Texas fiddle player is all I am.
But you do it so well. You do it so well.
Thank
you. Do your job. Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome. And we have another song here, so I am very excited about this. So let's play Orange Blossom Special, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do
okay.
it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. No problem. We'll be right back. by Hank Singer, and we're back with him right now. Now, I know you have a show that you have to get mentally prepared for, so I know you got to run, but I have a couple more questions for you, all right?
Sure, yeah, I've got time.
Awesome, awesome. Just a couple quick questions for you to really get you out there. Are you working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything right now?
Well, as far as recording, right now there's not a lot going on down here. I just moved back to Texas. I lived in Nashville for 30 years, and I was in the studio every day there. But what I do go back for Nashville for now is the taping of the country's family reunion television show, and we go back three or four times a year, and I'm in the middle of all of that all the time. We're actually going on a cruise in July to Alaska, and we have to learn lots of songs for those cruises and for those shows, but we tape four shows a day and are in the studio all week long. So we need to know like anywhere from 80 to 100 songs at Nashville and be ready to play them all. And we back like 30 of the country artists, and they have three songs each or something like that. So it's just close to 100 songs we have to have ready. And I'm always working on that. I do get calls for studio work around the Dallas area and stuff like that, but it's mostly local people. And I work some of the Heart of Texas stuff. I just did Norma Jean's record and George Hamilton before, some of the older country Opry stars. I still do some of that stuff. But mostly just doing a lot of touring all around Texas and New Mexico and driving back and forth to Nashville and keeping my foot in the door there. So I'm always busy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you are really, really keeping busy. And, you know, I've seen that you, along with a bunch of other amazing artists, all played at the 25th anniversary of the Heart of Texas Music Association. Like you said, how was that? Was it very exciting? What happened?
Oh, yeah, it's always fun. It's just a lot of old friends and musicians getting back together and making music together. I mean, it's just it's like old homecoming week for all of us pretty much. But, yeah, and the fans are great. They all love to come out and meet everyone and, you know, buy their products and get the autographs. And it's a big time. It really is. It's a big get-together. It's almost like a family reunion.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, nothing better than that. And I'm glad that you had a great time. It sounded like it was a lot of fun. It really was.
You need to come down to Texas and see some of this stuff, or maybe you have. I don't know.
I have. I actually just went to Texas, and I've only been there one time, and we are definitely planning to come back, so I have to let you know when we do.
Well, please do. We'll show you a good time down here.
Awesome. See, all right, there you go. I am so looking forward to that. Thank you so, so much, and thank you for coming on the show and chatting with me tonight. I appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. I really appreciate you having me on, and just thanks for all you do for all of us. We appreciate it so much.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so great getting to talk with you, and I will chat with you again very soon. You're part of the family now.
All right. I appreciate it, Josie. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hank Singer, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Keep up the good work.
Bye. You too. Keep fiddling.
Okay. I'm going to do it.
Awesome.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Singer, everybody. Bye-bye. Woo, yes. He is so great. So please make sure you check out his CD, check out all of his music, go to his website, and after the show we'll post all of those links, you know, right on our pages. So it's just a click away and you can get to everything. Everything Hank Singer. And now, my next guest, I'm extremely excited. We have J.D. Michaels with us. So everyone, please welcome J.D. Michaels. Woo-hoo! Hello. Hello.
How you doing tonight, darling?
I am doing so well. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. I can't complain.
Good. I am very, very excited to be chatting with you tonight, playing your music. It's going to be a great, great night, I tell you.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a long time coming. I know we chit-chatted several years ago, and this is a big honor for me to be on your show, and I thank you so much for being able to squeeze an old Oklahoma boy in on your show.
Oh, no, it was no problem at all. It's my pleasure. I'm very looking forward to it and getting to know you better. And I know that you do a lot of different things. Can you share with my audience how music all started for you?
Well, I've always loved traditional country music. Or back then, we called it country music because it was.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've always had a soft spot on it, and I learned all I could about the artist. And as time went by, I was blessed several years back to have one of the highest-rated radio shows here in South Carolina for 6 years, and then they changed the format. But during that time, we've had all types of country artists on the radio shows, and they'd come in either into the studio or I have them on the telephone, like what we're doing. And many, many years ago, a dear friend of mine, Vern Gosden, came by and visited with me, and I let him listen to a song that I had demoed years and years and years ago, and he wanted to know why I never pitched it to him, and he told me, well, you need to get in a studio and cut that thing. And I did it just for a joke, to be honest with you, Josie. I did it just to satisfy my listeners on radio. And that first CD went absolutely nuts. And I got lucky enough to get signed with Pretty World Records with Charlie Ammerman. And, we've had in the last 2.5 years 8 back-to-back hit singles. And we've done very well with that. And, of course, this new project has really turned a lot of heads, not only in Nashville, but in Texas and in Oklahoma and then Norway and Sweden and Germany and Australia. And I was really pleased not only to do this album, but to get to know the Jim Reeves family and Joyce Jackson, who was Jim Reeves' secretary from 1958 and remained with the Reeves family for 30 years with Mary Reeves. And that's pretty much how it all started. It was just to do it. I didn't plan any of this. And the good Lord's blessed me with some wonderful people that have come in my life and some fabulous songs. And I'm just sitting back saying, I just don't believe this. This can't be happening, not now. But it is.
It's a surreal moment. Absolutely. Yes. And, you took the chance, and it's going so, so well for you. I'm so glad, and you have done a lot of awesome, awesome things. And, you know, I want to know your meaning of true traditional country music. What does it mean to you? Because, like you said, you hosted a radio show where you showcase traditional artists. So what is it for you that you love so much?
What I love about real country, and it's still out there. The problem is a lot of these major stations, these corporate-owned conglomerates decide what we want to hear, just like television. Mm-hmm. They say what we want to watch, and maybe we don't want to watch it. You know, maybe some of us don't want to watch all reality shows. Maybe we like to watch a little Gilligan's Island or Leave It to Beaver or something. You know,
yes,
and they did
yes.
that with the music business. They said, "No, that's just too country for country music." And my idea of a real good country song is if you put a Patsy Cline record on and you listen to that woman sing and you hear the emotions that come out of her voice, Kitty Wells, Wynn Stewart, Merle Haggard. When they sang a song, you felt it. You knew what they, and you could relate to it. I used to tease on my radio show, I would have a hard time dating any woman who thought that my tractor was sexy. I mean, you know, because my neighbor's going to go out and buy a Massey Ferguson, and she's going to leave me for him, you know. Today's music has no meaning. It has no feeling. Most of all, it has no soul in it. And what I record, the way I record it, the feelings are there. The instruments have to have that same feeling, whether it's a strings, whether it's an orchestra, whether it's a steel guitar. It better fall. When I say, I can't stop loving you, that instrument better say the same thing. And that's what we've done. We have worked so hard for many years to develop this sound that stands out, and the response is absolutely overwhelming, and I'm very proud to be a part of the traditional country music family.
Absolutely. And like you said, someone said, that it was too true country music. There's not such a thing.
you cannot call what they have today country music. It's a modern pop European sound that's thrown in there. There was a movie many years ago, one of the great, great troubadours of our industry, George Strait, did a movie called Pure Country.
Yes.
And he showed how he just stopped on stage, didn't say a word, the music kept going, the smoke, the fire, and the crowd's going wild because the music's so loud you don't hear the artist. People want to hear the artist. They want to hear. A lot of folks aren't blessed to be able to write a love note to their loved ones. So they depend on certain artists to record something and say, honey, this is how I feel about you. Mm-hmm. And they use our words and our music to describe the love and passion they have for that individual. We've gotten away from that so much.
Right. It's true. It's true. And now you're really carrying that torch with traditional country music because you have such great songs out. And I know that you're going to be performing on June 7th at the CMA Music Fest. Can you tell us about that excitement?
Yes, I am. I'm a dear friend of ours, Mr. Charlie Wayne Feltz, got in touch mm-hmm. with me. He said he had been spying on me for over a year, listening to me and watching, and he wanted me to join his organization, which I felt honored to do. And he wanted to know if I'd be interested in coming out and performing at the CMA Family Fest, and we're closing the show out, which is a fantastic time slot. And on that show, I've got two of my very dear friends. Matter of fact, you're going to be interviewing him in just a few moments. The great mm-hmm. Trey Young, part of my, I guess what we'll call ourselves, the Music City Rat Pack, and a very dear sweetheart of mine, the lovely Grand Ole Opry star Jan Howard, is going to be on my show. And Jan and I recorded on my last album, J.D. Friends and Memories, an old song that Bill Anderson had written called I'll Be Waiting. So we're surrounded with true classic country western music, and we definitely want a lot of folks to come out and visit with us and shake our hands, and I'm definitely looking forward to meeting a lot of these wonderful listeners.
Yes, that is going to be such a great night with such wonderful music, and you're in really great company with, you know, Jan Howard and Trey Young, so I know it's going to be a great traditional country music type sound that everybody is going to just thoroughly enjoy. So that's going to be a great night for sure.
Yes, ma'am, it sure will.
Yes, yes, and you have, like I said, you have some music out right now. Can you tell us a little bit about Studio B, the B-side? Tell us a little bit about it.
Studio B, the B-side, it came to me, I don't know how. It wasn't representing RCA by no means, and this album is not a Jim Reeves tribute album. I used mm-hmm. some of the songs that Jim had recorded many moons ago that were on the flip side of an album that nobody has even heard of, and changed those around, and we've added a couple other songs. A good friend of mine, Leon Everett, has been on me for many years to record a song that he had out and was the song of the year when he was on RCA in 1983, Give Me What You Think Is Fair. We recorded that, and an old Bobby Edwards song and a Hank Snow song called You're the Reason. I've got one called Adios, Gentleman Jim that I wrote just for Jim Reeves. And mm-hmm. it started happening, and we added some more of this song and this song, and a lot of the country artists that have got their copies, their early copies, have said that what they like about it, you don't want to get up and change the track because each song complements the last song that was played. So we finally found the right combination, as Porter and Dolly once said.
Yes, absolutely. You have it perfectly, fit, and it's such great songs, and we're going to play them. And you actually have songs in rotation at WSM Radio, 6:50 a.m. Is that right?
I believe so. We've got them. I had somebody email me something today or post something that, well, I listen to JD all the time, and I looked where she was at, and she was somewhere in England. And, of course, yeah. Norway really has opened their hearts to this old boy here. And Norway and the Netherlands, Sweden, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, South Africa has gone nuts over us. And here in the United States, there are so many stations that are jumping on this, because it's a sound that you just don't find anywhere else.
Right. And it just proves how universal music is. I mean, you could hear your songs and, Germany. I mean, it's so cool how a song can really just touch the lives of just anybody around the world. It doesn't matter. It really
right.
can.
Music mm-hmm. is a universal language. Yeah. That's just short, sweet, and simple. And you just got to give what the people want. And that's mm-hmm. what I try. And when we're in the studio, I am very adamant of the sound I'm looking for. And we find it, and we put it together. And my idea is that if you pull my vocals off that record that we just recorded and you just listen to the instrumental, you would buy this record just because of the music alone. So That's something that a lot of folks don't do. They just, they more or less karaoke out, like a karaoke deal. They just get up there and throw words out there and music and, you know, come what may. And I don't feel like that. I have to feel it. And it's like a salesperson. How can I sell something if I don't believe in it?
Yeah.
You know, if I can't believe in the product, how can I convince you to believe in it and buy it? And that's why it takes so long to find the right material, the right phrasing, the right music, the right instruments, to put it together to give it that soft, sweet, warm sound.
Yes, and when it touches yourself, then you know you could almost bet that it'll touch other people. I mean, if you believe in it, that'll kind of, you know, exude into everybody else. You know what I mean?
It's oh, Lord, you're throwing in big words on me now, darling. Well,
it'll
if Roadhog was here, I don't know what he'd say. Well, I'll tell you what I'd say. What did she just say, exude? Is that where they dig up them bodies? No, no, Roadhog, that ain't what she's saying. Behave yourself. Lord, got to be careful.
Oh,
got a lot of characters living within me, too, you know.
I
oh,
love this.
All the way from Wheeling, West Virginia. How you doing, Josie? Hush, Roadhog, we're on the air. On the R, we're on the air. Is it WEAK, another week program? No, sir, it is not. It's the Josie Show. I'm just going to sit here and drink my tea and listen to y'all then. Thank you.
I love that.
Now, this is stuff that I used to do on the air, too. Yeah, it's scary. I always said Wednesdays I'm going to bump my head in whatever character I'm in. That's who I'm going to be the rest of my life. So.
Wow. That is so cool. That is so cool that you're able to do that. Wow.
I've got a thousand voices that come out of me. I feel like I'm possessed. Amen. Anyway.
Oh, that is genius.
So what you going to play? You said something you were going to play on one of my records. Which one you got, lined up for us?
You got it. We have Little Old Dime right now. So let's
The ghost one. Okay.
Yes. We're going to play that right now, and we'll come right back and talk to you about it. Okay? Let's do that. Perfect. Little Old Dime. Be right back. J.D. Michaels. Here we go.
Little old dime, you're the last of a pocketful. I put all the others in this telephone. I've called all over town for a lost love. Let this last number be the right one. Little old dime, you're the last chance to find her. And I'm placing all my hopes on you. Let me tell her I'll always be waiting. Just in case things don't work out with someone new. Little old dime, please don't disappoint me. I can't call anymore, you're my last dime. Tomorrow she'll be gone with her new love. And I've just gotta talk to her one more time. Little old dime, as you leave my shaking fingers, I pray I'll hear her answer the phone. The sound of her voice will ease my heartache, even though I know tomorrow she'll be gone. Little old dime, here you go after the others. If she answers or not, it's still goodbye. I'm almost afraid to dial the number. If she isn't there, I know I'm gonna cry. little old dime, please don't disappoint me. I can't call anymore, you're my last dime. Tomorrow she'll be gone with her new love, and I've just gotta talk to her one more time. And I've just gotta talk to her one last time.
And that was Little Old Dime by J.D. Michaels, and we're back with him right now. Can you tell us a little bit about the song, the story behind the song?
Oh, Lord. I'll tell you what. Just got through doing an interview in England, and we rehearsed, we didn't rehearse it, he went over with me the day before. That was on last Friday, and then we did the show this past Saturday on Skype due to the fact of the song and the paranormal on it. Charlie Ammerman told me a story of many years ago when he had his office in Nashville with Mercury Records, and Jim Reeves came in there and just got through recording this song, Little Old Dime. And they sat there for 4 hours and talked and listened and, you know, had a cup of coffee and shot the bull. And they all, and a couple other folks were in there, and they all agreed, this is going to be your biggest hit, Jim. It'll be bigger than He'll Have to Go. When they cut the record, released it, they put it on Camden instead of RCA. And then Jim, of course, was killed in the plane crash, and Mary released it back in 67 on another album, and it never did anything. Either way, it never went nowhere. So we're in the studio. I'm going to cut the song. It had a pretty good feel to it, and I added a little of my flavor to it. We rehearsed the song over and over, sit there. And one thing led to another. I said, okay, guys, I'm ready. I'm in the mood. I can feel what I need to sing. And I sing the song. All the instruments come in later, and they put everything down. It's absolutely beautiful. Mitch Chaddock, he went ahead and mixed it all up. And we sit back and listen to it. And I said, wait a minute. What is this sound I'm hearing? He backs it up, and you hear this voice singing harmony with me. There's a little part of harmony there. Well, we didn't have no backup singers at that time on it. So I said, let's cut it again. We cut the song again, figuring it might have bled over. Something might have fallen in from the early rehearsal. We cut the song again. This voice shows up later on in the song in another part, not in the same place. So Alan says, well, I see the problem. That mic stands over there. I said, aha. He walks over. He said, no, it's dead. Now you're hooked up. We cut it one more time. This voice appears again. I called Lainey Arnold, who is Jim Reeves' niece, down in Shreveport, Louisiana, and I said, I want to send you something. Tell me what you think of this song. That's how I said it. That's how I sent her the MP3. She listened to it. About 25 minutes later, she called. I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite songs that Uncle Jim ever did. How did you get Uncle Jim on there like that? What? She said it again. I put it on the speaker so everybody could hear it. She said, how'd you get Uncle Jim to come in? I said, honey, he's not on here. She said, yes, he is. I said, Lainey, I'm the only man singing on here. We don't have nothing. She said, I hear Jim Reeves singing in the background. I said, we heard something also. I can't explain it. She's telling me, this is Uncle Jim. She said, I told you his spirit was with you. He's so proud of what you're doing and yada, yada, yada. I said, okay. So after a long conversation, I tell Mitch, go get me a brand spanking new microphone because I'm thinking it's something in the microphone. Something's wrong with the ribbons or whatever. A brand spanking new one, in the box, in the bubble wrap, never been opened. Did a test run, everything's fine. And when you're recording, anybody out there that knows anything about recording, you got headphones on. Well, you would think you would hear something bleeding in. Well, you never do. I cut the song again. This time, the voice is a little bit more adamant, not as soft. We did it five times, and we decided, okay, there's something on here we don't know. Mitch went through every wayfile, every track, 47 tracks. The only place that voice shows up is on my microphone. And it's like I'm standing facing the mic, but this voice is standing on the side speaking sideways into it. So spending time with Joyce Jackson, who knew Jim inside and out, I said, Joyce, you knew Jim better than probably anybody. Would Jim Reeves be the kind of man that would get kind of upset and finally say, hey, listen, how many more times do I got to prove to you I'm standing here? She said yes. Every country artist that's heard this has said, that sounds like Jim Reeves, that we knew Jim, and blah, blah, blah. I don't say that. All I'm saying is there's something that came through this microphone, and it's only on one track. And if you take that volume and bring it down, you're bringing my vocals down. We can't take it off. I don't know. It's scary. It's unique. That whole week was very unique in the studio. There were some unique things that happened that week, and I know we don't have time to really get into it. But, yeah, I let the listeners be, let them be the judge. Buy the CD, listen. Yeah, because Jim Reeves is on this album of ours, and it's actual Jim talking, and we took clips from him talking with Anita Kerr, and Jim and I are having a conversation. The song that I wrote, Adios, Gentlemen Jim, we bring Jim in at the end to say his final goodbyes to all his friends and fans alike. And then, of course, I'm a Hit Again is the very unique one that never got released because when Jim wrote it, Jim and Ray Baker wrote it at his house in Madison, Tennessee, and he recorded it. 40 hours later, Jim Reeves was dead, and his song never got released. And I was honored to get a hold of it, and we made a duet out of it, and it's on the album Studio B, the B-side. But Little Old Dime does have something on it that is not of this world. That's all I can say. I can't explain how it happened. But Joyce told me the other day when I was in Nashville, she said, Jim is so proud of, basically she said, that you've taken the time to remember him and keep his legacy alive. I said, well, there have been other artists that recorded Jim Reeves songs or even recorded an album, a tribute to him. She said, but that was done a few years after he died. You're doing this 50 years later. You see, folks, Jim Reeves this year marks 50 years of his death, July 31st. And on August the 20th, Jim Reeves would be 91 years old.
Wow.
Maybe Jim did come back. I don't know. But it was unique. It was a very unique evening and afternoon in the studio, working on several songs that included Jim Reeves. So, hey, I just let the audience decide. But I did ask the family members, if we went to court and a judge asked you, is that Jim Reeves? Every one of them said, yes. We would swear that that is Jim Reeves singing with you. And there's no way we could have done it the way it comes in. There's no way. It was done from way beyond, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that is insane. That is so insane. But, yeah, I mean, you guys be the judge. Like you said, I mean, check it out. Make sure you get the music. And this song is Little Old Dime. And see what you guys think. That is so cool, though. Cool story, though, you know? Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible. And I'm definitely going to have to listen to this again a little later to see, for sure, because it just sounds really, really neat. And it's such a great song, so everyone please check it out. And we still have another song of yours to play tonight. But first, can you please let us know where we can go to purchase your music, you know, websites, social networking sites, all the best links.
Right. Oh, that'd be wonderful. Thank you, Josie. Most people are going right now to, well, they put the three, they say you don't have to put the three W's in front of it, but if you just go to www.jdmichaels, and Michaels, I spell it M-I-C-A-L-S, .com.
Mm-hmm.
And the it'll go to my webpage, and it'll open up, and you can see everything about me, and you'll see a slot that says Music Store. Click onto the Music Store, it opens up, and you can see the CDs. If you click onto the CD, that CD opens up, and you can hear every one of the songs, 45 minutes to a minute teaser. And then you'll see a little button that says Add to Cart. Click onto that, order your CD, and it comes to you autographed. Boom, got to your front door.
Wow. Easy, very, very easy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's and fast, which is really great. I like that. Very, very cool. So everyone, check it out. Make sure you go to the website. And we'll post those links after the show as well.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Yes, my pleasure. Anytime. And I want to, you were just in Nashville and met up with Kenny Lee. And Kenny Lee is just an incredible, incredible guy. We love him so. So how fun was that?
It was great. Kenny and I chit-chatted, about 3 years ago, and I was real excited. As a matter of fact, to show you the kind of personality and the character that this man has, he was in New York, and he just got through doing a video, I think, in Virginia, had to go to New York to pick up the new bus, and he found out that I was leaving Thursday morning, So he put the hammer down, and he rolled into Nashville, way out of his way to come so we could sit down and meet, because he knew I wouldn't be there Thursday. And that's the kind of guy this guy is. He's a down-to-earth man. I'm looking forward to working with Kenny Lee. We are going to be doing some projects in the future. Great guy. Thumbs up. I give him, you know, all the utmost respect. And then he turns to me and says, well, J.D., I've been a fan of yours for many years. And that was very humbling because, you know, Kenny's a heck of a guy and a great musician. So this is going to be a great duo. And then, of course, with Trey Young, I'm really excited working with the heartthrob of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes, it's going to be so, so great. And I understand that you were cast in the movie Durango. A few people told us about that. How is that going to be? Are you excited?
I don't know how I'm going to look in a can-can dress, but I'm going to do my best to pull it off. I promise you, folks. I mean, I'm going to be the barmaid. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm excited about this. It was an honor when Kenny approached me with that. So, I feel like old Johnny Russell. You know, they're going to put me in the movies, and all I got to do is act naturally.
It's going to be so, so great. And it's such a new experience because, I mean, you've done radio. You've done, you know, I mean, you're singing, and now this. That's going to be just something else to put in your repertoire. That's going to be another topic.
Thanks to Kenny Lee, I'll tell you what.
Yes, yes. It's going to be so, so great. And we have a last song here of the night of yours that I'm very excited. We have one song. And actually, maybe we can close off the show with another one that we have here. So we'll see. We'll definitely check it out because we love your music. We'll make sure we got it all. Yes. So we have your song here, He'll Have to Go, and we'll be right back, okay?
Thank you so much.
Anytime. My pleasure. Here we go. He'll Have to Go by J.D. Michaels. Be right back.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friends they're with you. Have to go.
I'm so glad you finally called me on the phone. I've been waiting here tonight, but not alone. You broke the day that we had made just yesterday. Now there's someone else who's here, he'll have to stay. I have found another love, I know it's true.
But does he hold you, darling, the way I do?
Loving you, not worth the price I have to pay. Someone else is in your place, you'll have to stay.
You can't say the words I wanna hear while you're with another man. Do you want me to answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand.
I can hear the jukebox playing soft and low. And you're out again with someone else I know. My love was blind, I'm not your kind, that's all I'll say. So you can hang up, I'm in his arms, you'll have to stay.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low, and you can tell your friend there with you, you have to go.
And that was "He'll Have to Go" by J.D. Michaels. Such a beautiful voice. Now, who was the woman that was in the thing? I mean,
oh, that
so
woman
beautiful.
Is the legendary one and only Leona Williams.
Yes, yes, that's what we thought. We wanted to make sure we got it right.
Yeah, that's my sweetheart. She is absolutely spectacular to work with.
Absolutely. Both of your voices just blend so well together. It was so beautiful.
Yeah, she is. She's a remarkable lady. I mean, just, oh, I'm just in awe when I'm around her and working with her. She is just
yeah.
a sweetheart of a person, but what a talent.
I agree. I agree with you, for sure. And, you know, we are running out of time here, but I want to, you know, get this information out for your new fans out there. We already talked about the CMA Fest, but do you have any other upcoming performances planned where your listeners, your new listeners can see you?
We are putting together a special show marking the 50th anniversary of Jim Reeves, and it will include a lot of the great Grand Ole Opry stars that knew Jim. They're going to be there with the show, and we've got several other things that we're hoping to have this one locked in for the end of August to represent not only pushing the and debuting the Studio B album, but also remembering Jim and what he has done for country music and the type of songs that he did, and having some of the other artists that worked with Jim Reeves either on the road with him or in the studio be a part of this show. Almost like what Bill Anderson does on the family reunion shows, I'm going to have some of the artists that knew Jim quite well. And it's going to be, I think, a great evening of music and friendship and memories and a few laughs and some tears as we remember the great Jim Travis Reeves.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, this is well-deserved because he was so, so great, and it's going to be such a great honor and privilege to, you know, really go in there and just, you know, show your love for Mr. Jim Reeves. So it's going to be such a great show, and I already know that. And I want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show and taking your time to chat with me tonight. I had so much fun, and we'd love to have you back on anytime.
Oh, I would love it, too. You just let me know when, and gosh, I'll just be counting the minutes and the hours to be back with such a lovely hostess as you are and your wonderful radio show.
Thank you so much. And you, too. You're so much fun to talk to. You are hilarious. I had such a great time, and we'll talk with you again very, very soon, okay?
Thank you so much, Ms. Desi.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. J.D. Michaels, everybody. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, adios, my friends.
Bye-bye. Woohoo! That was J.D. Michaels. Yes. So great. Yes. Love chatting with J.D. Michaels. So, yes, we got to hear from Hank Singer, J.D. Michaels, and we still have another guest, so I am very excited. So here is our next guest of the night. Everyone, please welcome Trey Young to the show. Yeah, hello.
Hello there, hey. Josie. How are you?
Doing so, so great. Let me just first off start by saying we were listening to you sing a little earlier, and you have an amazing, amazing voice. It's so good.
Well, thank you very much. I've been doing it for about 30, 35 years now, so it's, but I appreciate the vote of confidence.
Yes. How did music all start for you? When did you find this love for music?
I have loved music ever since day one. I was 3 years old getting up on a fireplace with a hairbrush, you know, and that was the stage. But it's always been there. It's just what I always knew I wanted to do.
Absolutely. It's always pulled you back in. You can't get away from it.
Always have. I took about a 4-year hiatus here in the last 4 years and then moved back to Nashville. And, of course, I was born and raised in Nashville. So moved back and the bugs hit me again. So guess what? I'm getting right back in it.
I love that. You're getting right back into the saddle, so to speak, and you are going to rock it. You are rocking it. And I want to also discuss your biggest musical influences. Who do you really look up to in the music biz?
Well, believe it or not, growing up, I did not listen to all that much country music. I listened to Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. Not that I didn't listen to country, I did, but I liked more of the softer side, the Patsy Cline, Jim Reeves, Eddie Arnold. The ones that had the Vern Gosden was a big influence. Of course, my buddy Mel McDaniel, and as far as the harmonies and stuff like that, I really love harmony, and I can't sing it for anything, but I can't hear it like a lot of people can, but I actually love harmony, and Charlie Louvin and the Louvin Brothers was probably a big influence as far as making sure the vocals were right.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. And, you know, you have such a strong, pure country sound. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the importance of maintaining that traditional sound versus, you know, swaying over to some of what is getting put out today? Why did you stick with, you know, that traditional sound, that country music sound?
Well, probably one thing is because I'm old as a fossil anymore. You know, I'm getting on up there in age. But I guess the one thing is because I cannot sing that. It just doesn't come naturally to me for me to sing the newer style country music. I've tried it. It's no more than I could sing AC/DC or Led Zeppelin. I just couldn't do it. And, of course, I don't guess Led Zeppelin could sing Trey Young either. I think that country has gone about as far as it can go as far as outside of the box, and it's about time to rethink the box and introduce a whole new generation to what country was and what they used to call the new Nashville sound when Owen Bradley and Chet Atkins and that bunch created the Nashville sound of the early 60s. I think country at that point had come into its golden era, kind of like Hollywood did in the 1940s.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hey, you're just sticking with your roots and what you sound best at, and you really do. We have a couple of your songs that we're going to play tonight, so I just think it's very, very neat that you really stick with that traditional sound, versus some artists that are kind of going to the modern pop type country sound, if you know what I mean.
Well, I've often thought about it over the years, and people ask me a lot of times about that, you know, about what I think about the newer style country music, and I listen to it. Don't get me wrong. I listen to Taylor Swift and Trace Atkins and all the new country artists. I listen to them, and I appreciate what they do because that's what they do, and they do it very well, each and every one of them. But growing up and being the age I am now, and in the second part of my I'd say the second chapter of my life, or maybe as many times as I've been married, the fifth or sixth chapter. But I think what it is back in the 50s, you know, you had the 1950s sound. And of course, you had your Hank Thompsons and Hank Snow and all that bunch. And the ones, when the new Nashville sound came along in the 1960s, I'm sure the older generation of that period, when Patsy Cline came out with an evening gown on and Jim Reeves started singing that really smooth-sounding orchestrated music, Ray Price, of course, made the transition over. I think they probably thought then, well, that's not country music because you hear that a lot anymore. And it just took country in a whole new era. So when I hear people talk about, you know, oh, I don't like the new country or something like that. Well, I'm sure that's what they said back in the early 1960s when the new Nashville sound come along. But then again, by the 70s it had changed, and then the 80s it had changed. And then, of course, it just keeps changing and evolving, and that's what it's got to do to maintain. It's got to change and evolve, but that doesn't mean that we have to abandon the traditional roots of country music or even... I guess 30 years from now, they'll be sitting here, somebody in some radio station, and somebody like myself will be sitting there doing an interview and say, well, remember back in the early 2000s, the early 21st century? Now, that was country music, you know. So everything, what comes around goes around. It always has. It always will.
It will. It will just continue to keep going within, you know, the generations that keep coming up. It'll just constantly change and evolve. So it's only a natural progression. for sure.
I really think it is, and I think it will. There will come a time when twin fiddles and steel guitars will be reintroduced into country music, and everything will swing back to the older style that it was in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, and it'll make its big rotation around one more time. But by then, all of us old fossils like me will be dead, and the new kids on the block will think, oh, my gosh, we've invented that all of our own. You know, so.
Right.
I, you know,
hold the torch.
They'll rediscover it. I know, you know, when my dear friend Charlie Lubin passed away here a few years back, he was playing Bonnaroo a lot. And these young kids, teenagers, were just going wild over the Lubin, you know, the Lubin sound and that close harmony and that style of music that the Lubin brothers and, of course, Charlie Lubin himself did for years and years. And they acted like it was just brand new. And it was amazing to see him, you know, especially toward the end when he was, you know, was sick. And he would get out there and just give it his all right up to the very last breath I'm sure that man took. And these kids was just going absolutely crazy over, it was brand new to them, and they were just going nuts over it, and it was amazing to sit back and watch how these young kids just went nuts over it, and I think that says a lot for the younger generation, and so you know, have a little faith is what I say. They'll come around. They just need to be educated as far as the sound, because the current radio does not play anything. My gosh, Ray Price has got a new album that's just come out, and it's not even being, it wouldn't be played on mainstream radio for all the money in China. But I think if it was, some of the young teenagers would probably say, man, you know, that old codger could sing.
Right. I mean, hey, you just got to really give it a chance, for sure.
Right. That's about
it. I hear you. Absolutely. And, you know, that's what I love to do with this show. I really love to kind of, you know, bring that music out there to the generations and the generations to come, and just, you know, make sure that everybody hears, you know, everything. And I'm sure, you know, you've worked with some great artists, you know, over the years. Can you share with us any of your memorable experiences? What would you say?
Well, I've had quite a few. I had some really dear friends, of course, Vern Gostin and Mel McDaniel, Charlie Lubin. I worked some with Del Reeves at one point, and did some shows with Del. And, of course, she's lesser known, but Gail Strickland and Diane Sherrill here locally in Nashville. And some of the stories is probably not meant for the radio, so I will kind of rule those out. And but I will tell you one about Vern, though. There was one afternoon he did call me, and he says, Vern was the most impatient human being that ever was. And he called me and he says, son, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm sitting here at the computer trying to finalize a song list for an upcoming show. He says, well, can you do me a favor? And I said, sure, Vern, anything for you. And he said, well, can you take me to the store, son? I said, well, sure, when do you need to go? He said, yesterday. So I said, I'll be right there. So I run down to his house, and because in his later years, he didn't venture off of Music Valley Drive very often, and where he lived in that circle. And so we get, I said, where do you want to go, Vern? And we've got a little, what they call a Walmart neighborhood grocery store close to where he lived. And so he says, I just want to go up there to the grocery. And I knew which one he was talking about. So we went up there. He spends 45 minutes and never gets out of the fruits and vegetables. Well, Vern was one of these people. He would look at and touch and feel every piece of fruit and every vegetable in the place, but he had a bad habit of trying to sample it. So here we were, you know, he had his white grapes and his purple grapes and his red grapes or whatever, and he had all these grapes piled in his basket and some tomatoes and stuff like that. Well, he gets to the apples, and I'm standing over there next to the asparagus or whatever I'm standing next to, within an earshot, because I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, he's tasting all this stuff. By the time he gets up to the checkout line, there's the only thing that's going to be left of those grapes is the twigs they came on. But he grabs this apple out of this pile that they've been, you know how they build them up in these big pyramid-looking things. And, of course, he don't take the one off the top. He pulls it right off you know, about right out of the center of it and takes a bite of it and says, oh, I don't, these apples are really bitter. Now, what does he do? Instead of putting that apple in his basket, he takes it and puts it bite down back out in the hole where he just got it from. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, here I am sitting here, standing here in this grocery store with the voice of country music, and we're going to wind up going to jail in the later years. And I see it in all the Nashville newspapers. The voice and his sidekick gets arrested for chewing on apples at Walmart. So
you can see the headline now.
Yeah, I could see the headline now, but there was a lot of things that's happened over the years. I was present when a dear friend of mine, Jim Ed, forgot the words of Papa Top Again on a live Opry show. Well, he just made them up, and everybody does it. And you know, I've gone blank on every song I sang. You just get sidetracked, and you just forget your place or whatever. And because we're all human, and he just made them up, and he just made a joke out of it. But that's what you've got to do, and that shows just what an entertainer Jim Ed is, because most singers, and there is a big difference between a singer and an entertainer, would have just frozen. But not Jim Ed. He just made it up and just kept on singing the melody and said, I just forgot the words to my own song. And, you know, and you think to yourself, how many times has this man sang this song since 1967? You know, but and this was here in the last 6-7 years that he did that. Little things like that is always happening in the music business, and you just have to take it with a grain of salt when goofy stuff like that happens. I mean, I've watched Mel McDaniel fall out of a bus. You know, not intentionally. I mean, just be talking to somebody and grab and hit the step the wrong way or whatever, and it just happened. And it's so funny to see it because a lot of people have the idea that, you know, that we're just not human. We live in this world. You know, you live in this world where you don't ever go home, you don't ever sit down and eat meals and stuff like that. And my gosh, I got up at the table one night at Cracker Barrel on Music Valley Drive, and I got at that time they had they had a special event going on, so they had these checkerboard tablecloths. Well, this thing got stuck in my belt buckle, and I had one of those belt buckles on, and I don't wear the big belt buckles, but this particular one I had on, and it got snagged because, you know, I'm like 6'1" and weigh 140 pounds, so you know I'm not about to wear a belt buckle the size of a Buick hubcap, but it gets snagged on this checkerboard, and every bit, and this place is packed on a Saturday night with all the tourists in Nashville. Opry had just left out, and I'm there with some friends of mine, and this thing gets snagged, and it just comes right up, and I pull half the table right off with me. So you know, this goofy stuff like that always happens.
It's true. Hey, I mean, you're human. I mean, you put on your pants one leg at a time, just like all of the rest of us do. So, I mean, all that crazy stuff happens, and it just depends on kind of, you know, how you go from there.
Professionalism. It does. When Byrne was in the studio doing the Chiseled in Stone album, he had this drummer that he'd worked with years, and Johnny Barber. I've known Johnny. Johnny's worked with me a lot of times over the years. One of the best drummers in Nashville, Tennessee, and he's done a lot of studio work for a lot of the artists over the years. And he, but Byrne had a problem with drummers, so he would fire him at least 3 times during one show or an afternoon every day, and this went on for years because Johnny worked for him for years. So they were in the studio doing the Chiseled in Stone album, and Byrne fired Johnny, got mad at him because he wanted a certain way and a certain thing, because Byrne's timing was kind of like mine. It's on like he counted on 1 and 3, kind of like I did. So they put an electric drummer in there. Well, that took about 5 minutes, and Johnny Barber was hired back because Byrne Gosden is the only person in the world that's ever fired an electronic drummer.
Wow. I mean,
it's the running joke in Nashville. In fact, I was doing a show last night, doing a guest appearance at the Long Hollow Jamboree here in Music City area, and somebody that had worked with Vern and had drummed with him over the years, too, out on the road, was talking about that, and then I brought that up, and they said, you know, I had forgot about that. He is the only person that ever fired an electronic drum machine. I'm giving away all of our Nashville secrets. So.
You are, but I love it because it shows how human. And I think that is so cool, especially with performances. You've done a lot of great performances with a lot of amazing, amazing people in the country industry. And you'll be performing at a great place pretty soon, June 7th, for the CMA Fest. Can you tell us about that? It's exciting.
Yes, we're doing it at Miss Jeannie's Mystery Dinner Theater on Music Valley Drive. It's on June the 7th. It starts at 3:30 in the afternoon. I'm blessed to have on with me. There's going to be J.D. Michaels, of course, that you just listened to on your previous radio interview a few minutes ago, and of course Miss Jan Howard, and she's one of the grand ladies of the Grand Ole Opry, and I've known Jan for years, and she is one of the sweetest women that you would ever meet in your life. I mean, she's always been just the most kind, wonderful person to me. Anytime, you know, it doesn't matter if I'm in a pair of blue jeans or I'm, you know, dressed up in, as I call them, my monkey suits to wear on stage, she always has come over and says, you know, it's so good to see you, or always speaks. I mean, she's just as, she's sweet as she could be. And of course, she's one of these, like, Jan is like Jeannie Seely or Connie Smith or some of the ones in Nashville that I've always said that did not get, Dottie West would be another one, that didn't get the recognition they should have. And every one of them should be in the Hall of Fame. But for some odd reason, the powers that be here in Nashville hasn't seen fit to do that, no more than they have with my buddy Jack Green, who certainly should be in the Hall of Fame, but they skipped over him a year too. And I'm still scratching my head over that one, but... I try not to worry about it. I'm a big Star Trek fan, so I remember one time Mr. Spock saying, the universe is going to unfold the way it's supposed to. Don't sweat it. Well, of course, he didn't say don't sweat it, but it was something similar to that. But anyway, I think what they need to do as far as the Country Music Hall of Fame, CMA needs to get along and update, and you need to just have a mass election and elect some of the greats in country music that should have been there years ago. They should go on and just do a mass thing and elect 25, 30 a year until they catch up. That's just what they do.
That's a great idea.
Because if they keep going at the rate they are, Charlie Rich won't get in there until 2097. And, you know, that's a little too long to wait. So.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many great musicians, artists out there that, you know, really deserve it. And it's sad that, you know, it's the luck of the draw, I guess.
I think the sad thing is that, you know, barring accidents, and there's been a few here in Nashville over the years, horrible accidents where the artists have passed away, but... Barring an accident, if you get to be 60, 70 years old, 80 years old, as some of them are getting now, that, and you haven't been elected to the Hall of Fame and you've had 20 hit records and are a well-known name all over this country, I think the least the CMA could do is at least elect you to the Hall of Fame while you're still alive so you'll know that you got there. Don't wait till after they pass away to do it. That was to me was so sad about Jack Green and Ernie Ashworth and people like that, because they deserve to be there. I certainly don't, and there's a lot of other people in Nashville that don't deserve to be there either, but they are. But the ones that really deserve it should be there, and they should have been elected before they passed away. It's not like they died when they were 20 years old or anything, and it's really sad that they would do it that way.
I agree. They deserve to know.
I would tell you what we say about CMA here in Nashville, what it actually stands for, but I can't say that on the radio. It's a real good one, though. I'll have to tell you off air, and you can figure out what you want to do with that.
You can roll with that. I love that. That is hilarious. That is hilarious. And you have such great music out that I am looking forward to playing for everybody. So let's start with your song, Love You Till Forever, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's play.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Love You Till Forever by Trey Young. Be right back.
Mm-hmm. gonna love you till forever, forever till the end of time. I'm gonna love you till forever, if it's only in my mind. You came along when I was lonely, you brought the sunshine with your smile. And though we couldn't be together, we sure were happy for a while. We knew the odds were in our favor, to someone else we both belong. But we were caught up in the moment, what felt so right couldn't be so wrong. I'm gonna love you till forever, forever till the end of time. I'm gonna love you till forever, if it's only in my mind. Another you must be with, my heart belongs to only you. I'm gonna love you till forever, forever till the end of time. I'm gonna love you till forever, if it's only in my mind. I'm gonna love you till forever, if it's only in my mind.
And that was Love You Till Forever by Trey Young. So now let's play another one of his songs here called Wonderful World of Women, and we'll be right back. So let's play that right now. Wonderful World of Women, check it out, by Trey Young.
I'm living in a wonderful world of women, loving every minute, night and day. I'm living in a wonderful world of women, and when I go, I wanna go this way. There's nothing in this world like a sweet young thing with two loving arms to hold me tight. I wanna hug and kiss them till my heartstrings sing. I don't care if it's wrong or right. I'm living in a wonderful world of women, loving every minute, night and day. I'm living in a wonderful world, when I go, I wanna go this way. The girls will find me ready, I don't need a shove to learn the lessons that I have been taught. And if some sweet young thing sets a trap for me, she'll always find me willing to get caught. I'm living in a wonderful world of women, loving every minute, night and day. I'm living in a wonderful world of women, and when I go, I wanna go this way. Well, when I go, I wanna go this way. Oh, when I go, I'm gonna go that way.
And we're back with Trey Young. We played his songs Love You Till Forever, and then we just played Wonderful World of Women. We're back with Trey Young. So can you please give us all the information where we can go to purchase your music, all those links out there?
Well, of course, you can contact me. It's on SoundClick.com, Reverb Nation. Contact me on Facebook, Twitter. You name it, it's out there. If it's social media, I love it. I should have been born in the 24th century. I love technology. I love it. That's all you can say about it. People ask me all the time. It's funny. They really think, a lot of people over the country, you know, think that when you say, well, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, they really think we sit around with corn cob pipes on a front porch.
Really?
I have never seen a chick. I have never seen, other than television or out, you know, traveling in the country, I have never been on a farm to actually see, you know, actually see a chicken or a goat or a cow or anything like that, a pig. I've never seen one in person other than in a petting zoo or, you know, something like that. Yeah. At Opryland, when they used to have Opryland. So I kid them, and I always say, well, you know what, I've seen chickens in their natural habitat, Kroger. You know, same way with camping and doing that kind of outdoor stuff. My idea of a camping trip is go to Gatlinburg, check into a hotel, and have a view of the mountains. With same way with the ocean. So take a nice view and air conditioning and climate control. Isn't that awful?
Sounds nice.
I mean, I'm literally a city person. I'm just a city guy. I just it's really funny being born and raised in Tennessee. You'd think I'd love to go fishing and all that kind of stuff. I could care less. I don't eat fish, so I don't want to sit there and waste my time with a pole and a fish. If I wanted it, I'd just go to Captain D's and get some.
See, so the stereotype is sometimes not true. See that, people?
Not necessarily
really
true. Well, the only thing I know about fishing is that everybody always says, well, let's go fish and drink about 15, 20 cases of beer. Well, I don't drink beer, so it wouldn't do me no good to go fishing. Oh, and with my luck, I'd probably stab myself with a hook anyway, because I couldn't really tell you how to thread a hook for a fish than anything. Now, my wife can. Now, she fishes all the time. She likes fish, but not me. So I guess you tell when she goes fishing and goes to the fishing hole, I stay in air conditioning.
You stay there. You are hilarious. I'm having just a grand old time. You are so funny. You have so many awesome stories to share, and it's just hilarious. I could be talking to you for just all the time, but we are running out of time.
Well, I've talked to you more in the last few minutes than I've talked to my wife in the last year and a half. That's awful,
well,
isn't it? She hears that, she's going to call and give me a good one.
Yeah, but I'm glad, though, that you took the time to talk with me tonight. I really appreciate it. And, you know, before you go, I know that you were working with the great Charlie Wayne Phelps Promotion and Talent. Can you tell us a little bit about that? We love them.
Well, just got hooked up with it here, thanks to J.D. Michaels. He was the one that, because like I said, I had pretty much 4 years ago walked out of the music business, and J.D. called me about this show and kept on me. I said, all right, I tell you what, J.D., I will do it. And he's probably the one that's instrumental. I moved back to Nashville back in September, and from North Carolina, and everybody and their brother had been trying to get me to go out, make a public appearance, say, you know, get up and sing a few songs, and I wouldn't do it. And because I got married 4 years ago, and I got a little boy that's going to be 3 July the 19th. So I thought, well, you know what, it's time for the little boy. But I just kept on and saying no, and then JD finally convinced me, and now that I've been bitten again, I guess I'm going to start singing. But my little boy loves music. I mean, you can't leave a Shure SM58 microphone around, because he's going to grab it and start singing. I mean, that's just the way he is. He loves music, that kid. And of course his mama sings, and my wife's a good singer, and of course, she's a few years younger than me. Not much, but a few. And she's very talented, her and herself. I don't know about her fishing skills, because I've never gone fishing with her. But other than that, I know she's a good singer. I know we've been on stage together. We've never done a duet. I've never done duets with people, and I should have over the years. I've always thought there were several songs that was mainstream songs that would have been great duets in country. I know that Gene Watson here a couple of years back recorded Etta James At Last, which was a fantastic cut, and you would be surprised, mm-hmm. you know, Gene Watson singing an Etta James song. And I've always thought that song could be a really great duet if you found the right, you know, male-female lead to do it, but I just hadn't found anybody I wanted to sing with. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I found people that wanted to sing with, but I've been married a few times over the years, and you know, it's hard for me to get a woman to stay with me very long. So, I laughed a few weeks ago and said, well, the one before this, you know, we had 3 days of beautiful marriage, and I guess, you know, 3 out of 31 wasn't bad. But and I love her dearly. We're friends on Facebook. My wife don't like her, but we've always remained friends over the years, and we were married years and years ago. You can appreciate that. No, you can't. How old are you anyway? Like about 25
19.
Or something?
I'm 19.
You're just a kid yourself.
I'm 19.
Yeah. 19. Yeah, I don't wish I was 19 again. I was married and already had one on the way by then. No, I don't wish I was 19 again. I'd have the next 40 years to live over. So, and I've done enough living in those 40 years. So, I'm not that old. Now, you know, I'm not in my 70s just yet, but let's just put it this way. By the time I get this one raised, I'll be by the time he starts graduating high school, I'll be attending his graduation. And I'll have my first Social Security check, if there's such a thing called Social Security at that time.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You are as young as you feel, and you know, you really rock, and you still continue to, you know, have fans, you know, follow you to, you know, performances, and you're still rocking and doing such great things.
I still feel 16 years old, but you know what?
See?
The body just don't. Well, no, I do. I still feel 16 years old, but the body just don't work like that at 50. You know, it just don't do it. It's the doctors are. You know, it's taken everything to do just for the doctors to keep putting me back together. So.
You are just so funny. You should be a comedian. That's what you should be.
You know, a lot of people have said that over the years, but a lot of times I tend to have a little saltier language than I do on radio or television or on a stage, because when you just don't do that on a stage. But if I did, it'd probably be like Andrew Dice Clay or Lisa Lampanelli or somebody like that. So
if that tells you
anything.
You never know. You never know. You would be really great at that. So, I mean, just, you know, you never know what could happen in the future.
Well, that's true.
But, yeah, so funny. And, you know, we are running out of time here, but I want to get this out there because I know that you're going to have some new fans out there that just fell in love with you during this interview that want to see you be funny and just do your thing live. So other than the great CMA Fest that you're going to be performing, are there any other performances planned that you could tell us about as of right now?
Not here in the next 2 months. I think JD mentioned I'm going to be part of the Jim Reeves 50th anniversary thing, and then Charlie Wayne is getting some shows together and probably going to go into Canada and hopefully some European tours, because they still appreciate and still love Jim Reeves, and people like Patsy Cline are still on the top of the charts over there. They love that stuff. And booking dates, as far as that goes, I'm going to be making a lot of special guest appearances in Nashville and getting to know everybody again and relearning the songs that I've already forgotten because of my Alzheimer's disease or whatever I've got. I've got another word for it, but we can't use that on the radio either. And you know, I guess it's just I told some kid the other week, I said, my gosh, I've forgotten more songs than you even know. And it's probably the truth. I mean, at one time I knew about 3,000 of them just right off the top of my head. But I don't know. I think it's good. I'm stepping back, and this time I'm going into it with a different situation. I'm going to get to do the stuff that I always wanted to do. And what I always wanted to do was take songs like Everybody Loves Somebody Sometime or some of those classic songs and put twin fiddles and steel guitars to them and horns and make them country music. The current album out right now has got a cut of Chances Are and You'll Never Know and a couple of other Irving Berlin type songs that turned out really well. In fact, I remember one of those cuts of the Chances Are cut the steel player in the session says, "Trey, that's not country music." I said, "Can you do some of that wiggling with that bar on that steel guitar while I'm singing?" And he says, "Sure, I can." I said, "Now it's country." There you go.
You're definitely going to be keeping busy. I already could tell. You're going to definitely be booking some gigs, and I definitely would love to see you.
I'm going to have to book some more shows. I've got a lot of ex-wives and the current wife to have to pay off. I mean, keep up.
I will be there. I will check it out. Yeah.
All right.
I would definitely show my support. I'll definitely show my support. And, you know, we would love to have you back on any time that you would like. And, you know, if you would, you know, any new information, new stuff you'd like us to promote, we'd love to have you back on. That would be so great.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, I checked out your website and your Facebook page. You've got a fantastic page and got a great thing going on. I really appreciate being asked to be on the show.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. And we'll definitely have you back. And thank you so, so much. And we'll talk to you again soon. You're part of the fam now, so whether you like it or not.
All right. You have a great weekend. I hope everybody that's heard this tonight has a great weekend. Thank you, Josie.
Thank you. Thank you so, so much. We'll talk with you again very, very soon. Trey Young, everybody, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I loved it. I had so much fun. I'm over here just laughing my butt off right now. He is hilarious. He definitely needs to work on being a comedian because I would definitely go and check that out. So you never know what he could add to his resume. You never know. So, we had just such a great, great show. Thank you all so, so much for tuning us in. We had the wonderful Hank Singer, the wonderful J.D. Michaels, and the incredible Trey Young. We just had a blast chatting with all three of these very talented guys, so please make sure that you check them all out on all of their websites. We'll post on all of our pages where you could find them for easy access. Just a click away, and you'll be directed to all of their pages so you could check out these wonderful, wonderful artists. And, you know, we have some announcements here that I want to get through, and also I'm going to pass it on to my producer who's going to do the VIP members and see what they have going on in their lives, so it's going to be so great. First announcement of the night, the Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for May will be aired on Thursday, May 29th at 7 p.m. Central, so please mark that down in your calendars, everybody. So it's going to be so much fun. I always love doing these. And we're going to see who our top 20 is. I'm very excited about that. And also, if you missed my interview last Sunday on Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, where I was on the other end of the mic, I was being interviewed. It was so much fun. That will re-air on The Josie Show on May 30th. So check that out. I spoke with Tom Flatten, and we even had Gail Carson join us a little bit towards the end in the interview. So it's such a great interview. I got all the information out. Tom is just such a great interviewer. He's so great. So we had a blast. It was hilarious. And also, Country Blast Radio Giveaway Tuesdays are back. And this coming week on Tuesday, May 13th, we bring you Artist of the Day, Brady Honeycutt. So listen in on Tuesday for Brady's songs to play. And when you hear one, just be the first to text his name into the station. And you can win great merchandise from Brady Honeycutt. So it's definitely worth it. The station number to text is 331-442-5833. And again, all you have to do to win this great Brady Honeycutt merchandise is when you hear one of his songs play, just be the first one to text this number, 331-442-5833, with the name Brady Honeycutt. So we know that that is what you're texting us for. So, yes, check it out. It's so great. And also, I have to give my big, big thank yous and props to CMG Radio and Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, for re-airing our shows. So to get all airing details, please just click on the syndication tab on our site at josieshow.com. And also a big special thank you and kudos to Charlie Wainfeld's Talent and Promotion for all of the endorsements. And you can get their information on our VIP page as well at our website, josieshow.com. And next Friday on The Josie Show, my guests are Peter Andre, Mike McCarl, and Peachy Payan. So hopefully I'm saying those names right. I'm definitely very looking forward to my research and checking out what they have to offer and see what
Josie
can learn. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
I heard you really screwed up in a trivia contest last week.
Yeah, I really did, yes. It's true. But we are actually running out of time, and I really want to get our VIP members out there. So let me bring this to
and
my
And you better
producer.
Hurry up and get me a pizza.
I will try to hurry and get you that pizza. I promise. So here we go. Here's my producer, Tina Marie, with the VIPs. Hello.
Hello. All right. Well, thank you for that. Yeah, that's more like what I deserve generally. Okay, so our VIP members here at the Josie Show, you can find them by going to josieshow.com and clicking on the VIP membership tab. It's that easy. If you are not a Josie Show VIP member, right there on that very tab, you can sign up. It takes literally a minute to sign up, and your benefits last an entire year. Now, the artists who have already signed up, many of them several years in a row already, let's go ahead and say thank you to Tim Garman, who is one of our VIP members. You can find him at timgarmanmusic.com. We've got a new song coming up from him that will be playing on Country Blast Radio, and that should be spinning here shortly. So that is good news. We have got Vince Anthony at vinceanthonyonline.com. You can also hear all of his songs playing from his last album, and he is currently in the studio working on another album for us, so we're excited about that. Larry J. Massey, you can find him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. He has got great music out. Their songs spin on Country Blast Radio, and he's constantly sending us new great things. Next is Wayne Jacobs. You can find him at waynejacobs.co. Wayne Jacobs is an award-winning songwriter, and he's got some great songs spinning on the station as well, and he's constantly putting out something new and exciting for us, so we always look forward to that. And then certainly playing all over Nashville, you can find Brad Howard at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music. Make sure you go ahead and go to his Facebook page. He's always posting all of his performances, and he does many all over Nashville, so fantastic. Make sure you check him out. Next, Rick Seaman. You can find him at facebook.com/rick.seaman.3. He does a great job. He has some fantastic music. We have some out on the station playing right now, so make sure you go ahead and check him out. Next is Fraser Newcomb. You can find him at frasernewcomb.com. Also has some music on the station. Make sure you check out his Facebook page because I know he's got some shows coming up here in June. So you definitely don't want to miss him. Lace Whitworth, who was just recently signed, make sure you check that out. You can find him at lacewhitworth.com. Also check out his Facebook page. You'll find information from his label and everything that he has going on now. So we'll be looking forward to some new stuff from Lace here very soon. He continues to hold the number one song on the station with his song Tomboy. Lots of requests coming in for him every single day. So make sure you check out Lace Whitworth. Next, Mark Wildman. He's going to be on the show coming up pretty soon, and he's also going to have a giveaway Tuesday coming up. Go to markwildman.com. There you will find his art and his music. So he has got it all there. And I know when we do our giveaway Tuesday, we have got music and art to give away. So make sure you take a listen for when Mark Wildman has a date coming up for giveaway Tuesday. It will be in June. Next is Will Sterling. You can find him at facebook.com/WSterlingMusic. Make sure you check out everything that he has going on. He's always posting some new songs for us. Gets lots and lots of requests. He's always on the charts at our Countdown Blast on Country Blast Radio. You can hear his songs play several times throughout the day on the station. Lots of requests coming in. Next, we have got Lisa Skinner. You can find her at facebook.com/Lisa.Skinner739. Make sure you check her out. She has some voting things going on. She's got some shows that are happening, and she's got some great music, and that's also spinning on the station. So for all of these artists, you can just go to josieshow.com. and click on the VIP membership tab. All of their clickable links are right there, so in case you forget their sites, it'll take you straight to them nice and easy. You can search all of them on Facebook and find their pages, like and friend them and all those things, so you can keep up on the latest and the greatest from all of them. So make sure you definitely do that. We say thank you to all of our Josie Show VIP members. We just love them. All right. And, Josie, I'm tossing this back to you. That is all I have this evening.
I want to add a special event that's happening tomorrow.
Okay.
Josie and Tina will be having dinner out, probably Italian food. And if you're in a Chicago area, just ask anybody on the street, and they'll tell you where Josie's eating, and she'll buy you some pasta.
There you go. See, there you go. We may even throw in a meatball. You never
oh,
know.
Oh, Lord.
You never know. That's right. Just ask around. We
Ellen,
will definitely
Ellen.
Be we'll definitely be hitting the restaurant tomorrow. So, Josie, if you don't have anything else going, we do songs, so it's up to you. But we do need to wrap it up. We've got 8 minutes, so.
Absolutely. So let's play some songs right now. Let's get you on mute here so we're able to actually hear so we don't get any craziness happening. So let's play some music. So there is a song here that we didn't get to during the interview from Hank Singer, who we got to interview earlier. So let's play his song, Weeping Heart, and we will be right back. BRB, here we go. Be right back. J.D. Michaels, and we're going to play his song Adios, Gentlemen, Jim, and we will be right back. Here we go. Let's play it. So excited.
It was in Nashville. It was down in Tennessee. The year was 1964. That a plane crashed down through the trees. And in that fatal crash was a country singer by the name of Jim Reeves. Now, Gentleman Jim, well, he was our idol. With a sweet voice, so soft and low. And his very first big hit was the tune, "He'll Have to Go." I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, you have to go. Now we always did like your love songs, Jim. And we would listen to them time and time and time again. For we knew that in each and every sentimental song that you gave such great feelings to those words with your own smooth and dreamy way, a love's message of understanding that still resonates today. Tragic news, tears fell from many an eye. Now, Jim, as we mourn your fatal passing, I know there was no time for any goodbyes. So to your family and friends and fans as well, in the words you once softly sung, Gentleman Jim, from the great beyond, your time has come. Adios, amigos. Adios, my friend.
Now, the last song that we have here is from Trey Young. So let's play that right now, called "You'll Never Know," and we will be right back. Here we go. "You'll Never Know" by Trey Young.
You'll never know just how much I love you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love. I told you so, a million or more times. You went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my head. I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't another way to prove that I love you. I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now.
Thank you all so, so much for listening in to The Josie Show, and we will see you guys next time. So have a great night, everybody. Mwah!